WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. According to our affiliate in Dallas, WFAA, three people have been wounded at an ICE office. Police are searching for a possible sniper or several shooters. Sources say one person was found shot on the roof of a nearby immigration attorney's office, but there aren't any more details available right now. Jimmy Kimmel back on the airwaves last night after being suspended by ABC parent company Disney following comments Kimmel made about the person who may have killed Charlie Kirk.
Before Kimmel's return, Disney ABC saying it suspended the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. But the company citing days of thoughtful conversations with Jimmy in announcing his return.
ABC's line Disney parent company of ABC. President Trump saying NATO countries should shoot down Russian jets if they cross their borders. At the UN General Assembly, he also told Ukrainian President Zelensky he now thinks Ukraine can win back all the territory it's lost to Russia. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The field just keeps getting more crowded, and now Congressman Tom Tiffany has made it official. The Northwoods Republican is running for governor. Tiffany announced his campaign in a video released yesterday.
I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better. You know we can do better. I will freeze property taxes, protect our farmland from communist China, and I'll preserve our Wisconsin values, just like my mom does with her pickles. Girl sports will stay for girls, moms will be moms, not inseminated persons, and common sense will win.
Tiffany is a former state lawmaker. He came into office in 2011 and was a prominent Republican voice during the Budget Repair Bill, or Act 10. After 9 years in the state house, he went federal. He's represented Wisconsin's 7th congressional district since 2020. That's much of western and northern Wisconsin. Now he says he's ready to lead the whole state and took aim at leadership in neighboring states and in Madison.
We cannot let Minnesota's madness and Illinois' insanity to take over here in Wisconsin. Madison politics may smell like the barn, but I know how to clean up the bowl.
In the Republican primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien. Democrats running include Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. We've got a ways to go before the primary and before the election, so gear up for more than a year of campaign ads gracing our TVs and our phones. The partisan primaries will be held next August, and then the general election is a couple months later in November 2026. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Padres wrapping up their series in San Diego. Last night, the crew shut out 7-0. Today, Chad Patrick gets the start. Quinn Priester's start moves to this weekend before their bye the first week of the playoffs. NFL, at age 27, Mecole Hardman was the oldest receiver in the Packers locker room.
I mean, it's a great room, man. Great competitive room. But yeah, like you say, you know, all of us trying to make plays, all of us trying to, you know, put our name out there. It's a young room as well.
Last night, Hardman got cut from the practice squad, replaced by a rookie out of UMass, Jacoby Keeney-James. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday Night Football after losing to the 0-2 Browns in Cleveland.
We're just trying to win one game at a time. If you're thinking or have your sights set on anything outside of that, I think you're focused on the wrong things. Like, we got to be focused in what the tape says and then moving on.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low 50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. More sunshine for Friday, a high near 80. Currently 57 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The John and Gordy Show.
The FCC Gestapo is coming out to take us away.
All right. All right. Coming in hot, huh?
I just don't want to go off on the deep end here. You know, I know I'm going to do it. I know it's going to happen. I'm just bottled everything up last night. Oh, man. You know, the family, I apologize.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Federal judges are speaking out against Donald Trump's attacks on the rule of law and the Supreme Court's evident complicity. Join us as we speak with former Judge John Tinder and former Judge Diane Wood.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX in the Mad City, Four Lakes, State Street, and 9,000 Hemp Shops.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
It's been overwhelming. I've heard from a lot of people over the last 6 days. I've heard from all the people over in the world over the last 6 days. Everyone I have ever met has reached out 10 or 11 times. Weird characters from my past are the guy who fired me from my first radio job in Seattle, where we are not airing tonight, by the way. Sorry, Seattle. His name is Larry. In 1989, Larry tried to force me to do a bit called Jokes for Donuts, where people would call in with a joke and I would give them donuts. I refused to do it, and then I made a lot of fun of Larry for suggesting it, and eventually Larry fired me, and I had to move back in with my parents. But even he went in to cheer me up. Thank you, Larry, and I want to thank everyone who checked in.
Can we relate, Chris?
We can totally relate.
If we could list the amount of pig vomits that have fired us at various local radio stations. But wow, Jimmy Kimmel, wow.
What? Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
I mean, oh my God.
Yeah.
What did you guys think? Did he hit every note? I was nervous for him yesterday. He posted a picture with Norman Lear and said, I'm missing this guy today.
Yeah.
I thought the amount of pressure he was under last night, and he just hit. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. It was defiant for free speech. It was a heartfelt.
It was a heartfelt apology
to Erica Kirk. To he didn't have anything to apologize to her for.
It was just he did anyway.
Right, but yeah. I mean, just the whole. Talking about it, he was funny, but also it was poignant about his right wing defenders that hate him, but defended his right to free speech. I mean, it was just he hit every note. I thought some of the social media says congrats to Jimmy Kimmel, who miraculously pulled off a perfect balance, demolished Trump, passionately defended the First Amendment, reached out to the other side with a heartfelt plea to end violence and made us laugh. Brilliant. Somebody was saying he did more in however many minutes that was to try to unite the country than Trump has ever done.
Sure.
Because Trump has done the 180-degree opposite.
But 28% of the country wasn't able to see it.
Yeah, except last night's Jimmy Kimmel show had over 7 million views on YouTube. Yeah. Seriously, folks, we hold the power, says someone posted. That's really true. And, I mean, now you got to put the pressure on these affiliates, right, that were like he was joking about, where you can't see it, because obviously there's overwhelming demand. And idiot Trump, by the way, threatening him. First of all, they've spent however long going, Trump had nothing to do with it. It was a business thing. And he's like, I had everything to do with it, and I'm going to try again. I
mean,
he's a moron. Yes, he threw a fit on social media because, of course, he did. He said Kimmel should rot in his bad ratings.
He said it was a major illegal campaign contribution to the DNC. He threatened action against the true bunch of losers at ABC.
I still haven't been entirely convinced as to why he thinks it's a contribution to the DNC.
It's not.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Let's hear some more Jimmy Kimmel last night.
I also want to thank all of you. You supported our show, cared enough to do something about it, to make your voices heard so that mine can be heard. I will never forget it. And maybe most of all, I want to thank the people who don't support my show and what I believe, but support my right to share those beliefs anyway. People who I never would have imagined. Like Ben Shapiro, Clay Travis, Candace Owens, Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, even my old pal Ted Cruz, who, believe it or not, said something very beautiful on my behalf.
I hate what Jimmy Kimmel said. I am thrilled that he was fired.
Oh, wait, no, not that. The other part.
But let me tell you, if the government gets in the business of saying, what you, the media, have said, we're going to ban you from the airwaves if you don't say what we like. That will end up bad for conservatives.
I don't think I've ever said this before, but Ted Cruz is right. He's absolutely right.
Yeah. Just great points, but he made it funny. This part, it was so heartfelt, I thought.
I've been hearing a lot about what I need to say and do tonight, and the truth is, I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human. And that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it. I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make, but I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear, or maybe both. And for those who think I did point a finger, I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way.
Wow. I sincerely choked up, you know, because as we were saying, there's no decent person that didn't condemn what happened to Charlie Kirk. So what an important moment, I think, for our country. Let's hear a little bit more.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this. I've had the opportunity to meet and spend time with comedians and talk show hosts from countries like Russia, countries in the Middle East, who tell me they would get thrown in prison for making fun of those in power, and worse than being thrown in prison. They know how lucky we are here. Our freedom to speak is what they admire most about this country. And that's something I'm embarrassed to say I took for granted until they pulled my friend Steven off the air and tried to coerce the affiliates who run our show in the cities that you live in to take my show off the air. That's not legal. That's not American. That is un-American, and it is so dangerous.
Yeah, interesting point, Chris. P. Stroud on Thread said, even though Jimmy Kimmel was reinstated last night, Nexstar and Sinclair continue to block not only Jimmy's shows from their ABC affiliate, but also Stephen Colbert from CBS stations they own. You know who was a guest on Colbert last night? California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Absolutely.
Jimmy Kimmel spoke nothing but truth, even sharing tearful, compassionate words for Erica Kirk. Media conglomerates obstructing political opinions they disagree with from millions of viewers on all sides of the discussion. So, you know, I think Trump is right. This is not over, but I think not in the way he means it, right?
Yeah, right.
And I love that he went right at the FCC and Brendan Carr.
Carr, the chairman of the FCC, telling an American company we can do this the easy way or the hard way, and that these companies can find ways to change conduct and take action on Kimmel, or there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead. In addition to being a direct violation of the First Amendment, is not a particularly intelligent threat to make in public. Ted Cruz Cruz said he sounded like a mafioso. Although, I don't know, if you want to hear a mob boss make a threat like that, you have to hide a microphone in a deli and park outside in a van with a tape recorder all night long. This genius said it on a podcast. Brendan Carr is the most embarrassing Carr Republicans have embraced since this one.
It was a bit Tesla that worked with Trump,
right?
Emblazoned on it. And then this was brilliant. Well, you probably saw it, but this is brilliant.
We reached out to the chairman of the FCC, Brendan Carr, and he has, to his credit, agreed to join us from his office in Washington. And here he is now. Thank you, Chairman Carr, for being with us tonight.
De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
You tell Whoopi over there she better show a little respect, or the only view she's getting is from under George Washington, the bridge, not the guy.
Excuse me, sir? Yeah, hi. It's...
Well, what is this? You sneak up on me? You don't sneak up on a person. It's not nice.
I'm sorry.
Hilarious. Yeah. Robert De Niro, FCC chair. Brian Tyler Colwyn, our friend, said Trump just threatened to sue ABC again for allowing Jimmy Kimmel back on the air, which is super weird because all these Republicans said the decision to pull Kimmel's show was a business decision.
That's right.
I mean, leave it to Trump to blow up all their rationale, right? Intellectually, legally, on and on. GK says Jimmy's monologue last night was pitch perfect, straightforward, heartfelt, and funny. I was so glad he didn't back down from criticizing Trump and his own bosses at ABC. Equally as important, I hope every Nexstar and Sinclair station, including my local affiliate, continue to receive massive backlash for their coward refusal to put Jimmy back on the air. What did Sinclair say? They're reevaluating and blah, blah, you know, whatever they can try and blackmail Jimmy Kimmel into doing,
right,
possibly.
Right.
I'm glad there's been such a Klieg light shown on all this, Chris. It's so important.
I mean, this may affect each one of these stations' ratings, you know, because if they're taking shows off the air and
that
putting
people
on
watch
boring, you know, news programs in its place.
Yeah, in fact, I was just going to say, I believe, he's the number one, you know how important demographics are for ad sales, we know. He's number one among late night hosts in the 18 to 49 demo that advertisers
and
value.
And that's the most, most important demo.
Don't give us this horse, you know, he had no ratings or they're not making any money. Right. And it's
Gutfeld has bigger ratings, but his ratings are like 80
old
to
people.
Dead.
Yes, yeah. 80 to dead is the Fox demographic.
Yeah.
Right. Truthed. Can't believe ABC fake news gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back. The White House was told by ABC that his show was canceled. I don't know why that's my favorite part. Yeah. I was told. All right, Karen.
Okay.
Why would they want someone back who does so poorly, who's not funny, and who puts the network in jeopardy by playing 99% positive Democrat garbage? He's yet another arm of the DNC, and to the best of my knowledge, that would be a major illegal campaign contribution. Oh, well, your knowledge, that would be the... That's doing a lot of work in that sentence. Yes, your knowledge.
That's doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Then he threatened ABC with another lawsuit. I think we're going to test ABC out on this. Let's see how we do. Last time I went after them, they gave me $60 million. This one sounds even more lucrative. A true bunch of losers. Let Jimmy Kimmel rot in his bad ratings. His audience is gone.
Did not according to
the ratings last night.
Did Trump pocket that $16 million?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
He keeps saying he did.
I love that Robert De Niro ended with a couple of bucks of Tylenol fell off a truck. I got to go put some autism in him. See ya.
Yeah.
Who said this? Somebody posted, last night Jimmy Kimmel did more to bring this country together in 10 minutes than Trump has done the entire time he's been in office. And another thought on the lawsuit, Happy Donkey Pottery says, Trump is going to sue ABC. I can't wait. If there's anyone more violently litigious than Trump, it's Disney. Let them counter-sue and sue each other for $1 billion, $1 trillion. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been threatened to be sued by Disney.
Oh, you have?
Remember when I worked at KFI? I had a really horrible agent at the time, and I had two first position contracts. So KFI threatened to sue Disney, and Disney threatened to sue KFI unless I left.
Did you sue your agent?
No,
you probably
I am not. I'm the least litigious person in the world. Too lazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
They put you in a dangerous position, actually.
Yes, because so I was forced to leave KFI, which turned out to be a horribly disastrous decision for me personally, for my late night show on Disney. But yeah,
KFI continued to be the number one station in the market, and you did not.
And I've seen for my career. Once again, as I've always said, whenever God shuts a door somewhere for me, Chris, he also shuts a window, and then I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how that's worked out for me.
Or David G. Hall shut that window, one of the two.
No, I left of my own accord like an idiot.
Oh, okay.
Let me use this against myself.
You are an idiot!
Thanks. And I was just getting warmed up on a series of disastrous professional and romantic decisions.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Woo. Uh-huh. Okay. So we have man meat.
We got
some man meat, man.
Man meat Wednesday.
Yeah. All right. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, another hero of democracy. Yep. If Jimmy Kimmel were a phone company, he would be Credo Mobile.
Yes, indeed.
Right? State of the world is making you feel overwhelmed and despair and yada, yada, yada. There's many ways you can make a difference, make the world a little bit better. One small, easy thing you do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. They have donated, I'm going to say almost $11 billion. I've been saying $95 million, but I think it's more than that now.
Probably more than that.
To progressive nonprofits fighting that good fight, ACLU, all the people that give us courage because they're fighting, they're out there fighting for us. When you join Credo, you get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching is so easy. Go to CredoMobile.com for Stephanie Miller listeners. You get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code, Steph25. At CredoMobile.com.
The easiest way to...
Stephanie Miller.
...is sincerity. If you can fake that, you've got it made.
Public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom. It's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them and protecting students' rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
Well, do you know what the three pillars to good health are? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. And if you snore, you not only keep others from a restful night's sleep, it can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that uses a tongue seatbelt because the tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring. Zepa also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open with a 91% success rate. From now till the end of October, put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zepa.com, use the code PINK, or text the word PINK to 511-511. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Don't forget the code is PINK, or text PINK to 511-511. Remember Zepa. That's happy Z spelled backwards. Stopping snoring is happy. Text fees may apply. That's Zepa.com. The code is PINK.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
There's nothing quite like the perfect fit. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what they deliver. Their expert team offers one-on-one bra fittings in a graceful, no-pressure environment that celebrates every silhouette. It's luxury tailored to real life where confidence is never compromised. Experience a new standard of personal attention with timeless style and a fit that flatters at every angle. Visit their brand new location at the Hilldale Shopping Center. Visit AllureFits.com.
Snooze, you lose out on 50% off of all items in store for Verlo Mattress's moving sale. Available only at the East Washington location and only for the month of September. Check out these once-in-a-blue-moon deals. American-made, locally crafted, Verlo.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, hoochie coo, man. You know what I'm saying. You know what that means. That means Bob Seska is coming when I say hoochie coo.
He is only 5 minutes away.
Ciao. Chris, who said, that's right, follow the advice of Donald Trump and you too can look like a glazed ham with deep vein thrombosis.
I don't know, everybody in the land of the lost.
No, that was a hero of democracy, Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, okay. Back to,
he had a great montage.
All right.
Trump going, JJ, oh, you know what we missed yesterday in all of, oh my God, the unbelievably embarrassing UN speech.
What?
And also the Tylenol, whatever that was, press conference, was him saying, liquid, we're putting too many liquids in the babies. It's too much liquid to put into babies. I don't. What the actual, what does that mean? I don't know.
The best thing about yesterday is that the elevator situation was his was
escalator.
His own, escalator
yes.
Was his own damn fault.
Yes, it was his staff.
Yeah.
And now they have all these conspiracy theories.
And the teleprompter, he complained
also
about.
Also
his staff. His staff was running the teleprompter.
Oh, my God.
It had nothing to do with the UN.
Can I just say that may be the biggest gift to the world? That speech without it. Oh, my God. Did you watch any of it? Did you?
Holy! I'm sorry.
Okay.
I read about it. And
okay.
That's about as
it
much
was
as I can
really,
say.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I read some of the printed out, and it was like, nope, it doesn't make any more sense when you print it out and try and read
it. Of course, Sean Hannity last night said it was his best speech ever.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, and J.D. Vance is like, oh, it's so great to have a president with a brain. Can you believe what he did without a teleprompter? I'm like, no, I cannot believe what he did without
I mean, that's participation ribbon stuff right there.
Wow. Uh-huh. Melissa says, good morning to everyone scheduling getting their flu and COVID shots and then purchasing Tylenol for potential soreness. Make it a great day. Okay. Too many liquids. The babies are getting too many liquids.
Dana Goldberg says that if you take Tylenol PM, you only get autism at night.
Oh, good. Thank you, Dana.
Yeah.
She's okay. Karen in Chicago. Hello. Hello. Oops. Hello, Karen. Karen in Chicago. Hi. Sorry. Go ahead.
Hi. Okay. So very quickly, update in Broadview. You know, they put fencing across the street. Broadview Fire Department apparently is taking issue with that and ordering them to take it down. But this is seriously wrong what they're doing over there. They have the snipers up on the roof, despite the fact that protesters are being kept at bay. And one of the people up there are zooming in and taking photographs of our faces.
So there is breaking news this morning. Three people have been critically wounded at a shooting outside an ICE facility in Dallas.
Yep.
You know, and I just, you know, again, if we had anyone in office, a president that knew how to lower the temperature instead of raise it all the time. As we were saying, Jimmy Kimmel's monologue was the most unifying speech. I was thinking about how Zelensky was a comedian.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would vote for Jimmy Kimmel for president. I mean, seriously. That had heart and humor and ay, ay, ay. Oh, all right. Oh, I forgot this special since the Tylenol press conference.
Okay.
Someone asked for it because we played the Abbottabad song because he obviously couldn't pronounce
acetaminophen.
Yes. Uh-huh. So we did a song.
I said, well, let's see how we say that. I said, Minofen. Tylenol.
Chris LaVoy did that for you, America.
It honestly took about 20 seconds to do that. So.
Oh, boy. Okay. You knew he wasn't going to be able to do it. By the way, one more post. Get ready for even more from the administration with the Democratic hold on the Arizona House race. There will be enough signatures to discharge the Epstein Files petition. Hooray. 17 points Ms. Grijalva won by in Arizona. 29 minutes after the hour, Bob Seska next.
Madison and 92.7 WMDX, both weird in the best way.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new immigration policy from the Trump administration is creating a murky situation for hundreds of workers at UW-Madison. It's all over the H-1B visa program. People with those visas are in the U.S. for work and are often sponsored by their employer. According to Reuters, the president's changes include favoring higher-skilled workers and requiring a $100,000 yearly fee from the company sponsoring them. Universities and tech companies often sponsor employees through this program, and that includes UW-Madison. A spokesperson confirmed to me there are 380 employees with H-1B visas employed and sponsored by the university. Now, the biggest changes only apply to new visa applicants. Still, university leaders are urging caution among their employees who already have their H-1B visas. Still, university leaders are urging caution among employees, telling them to, quote, consult with your unit or department to understand the potential risks and impacts, end quote, before traveling internationally. For many of them, that's a trip home to see loved ones. Meanwhile, some Wisconsin sheriff's departments are now facing lawsuits over their deals to cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Isabella Nieto reports.
The ACLU of Wisconsin announced last week that it has filed a petition on behalf of immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. The group is asking the state Supreme Court to make it illegal for Wisconsin jails to honor voluntary requests from ICE to hold individuals for an additional 48 hours after they should have been released. This additional hold allows ICE to take custody of and deport them. If the lawsuit is successful, Wisconsin local and state law enforcement would not be able to hold anyone in jail beyond their release dates. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. 92.7 WMDX News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low 50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. More sunshine for Friday, a high near 80. Currently 57 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Angels of Dirt director and record producer Wendy Schneider. Civic Media's David Grant tells us how you can take over a radio station for a day, and wrestling announcer Rich LoCascio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm aware.
Just, no, but this a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, a lot of folks that honestly just don't know we're going to get our country back. And I get it. People, this guy is flooding the zone. He's dominating the narratives. Facts don't seem to matter. Mm-hmm. And Democrats, frankly, have had a difficult time pushing back. And Democrats feel that, you know, times there's sort of this weakness that dominates our brand and our party. And I think what people appreciate is that we're willing to fight, and not only fight symbolically by having a little bit fun, but fight substantively. We have 41 lawsuits against this son of a bitch. We're pushing back, and we're winning.
All right, hero of democracy, Gavin Newsom, on with the hero of democracy, Stephen Colbert. It was a good night, man.
Yeah.
That and Jimmy Kimmel. And look, oh, wait, there's another one, yet another hero. Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute, and I love you, Bob Seska.
Yeah. Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Hi, Bob. Hiya.
Hi, good morning. Another victory for free speech in the United States. I'm so happy that I just finished watching the monologue before I connected here.
Yeah.
And it's just, I want to read my favorite joke. Can I read my favorite joke from Jimmy Kimmel's monologue last night? Think about it. If Ted Cruz can't speak freely, then he can't cast spells on the Smurfs, which is just a home run in every way.
Yeah,
congratulations.
It was everything. I mean, right, Bob, when we're all feeling despair and whatever, I mean, you got to take the victories where you can get them. But he was just pitch perfect. I mean, he was funny.
Yeah,
he was defiant for the First Amendment. He was, did his usual thing about Trump, whether it was about Tylenol or about Ted Cruz or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He honestly choked up talking about Charlie Kirk's murder. You were the first one, I think, that I heard point out his post the day Charlie Kirk was murdered that was so heartfelt in sending love to Erica Kirk and their family. So
right. It was very heartfelt, very supportive and sympathetic to Charlie Kirk and his family in those moments. And it was I think he posted it on Instagram. And that naturally is completely overlooked, because if you exist in a world where all other information is irrelevant other than what the most obvious liar says, then those facts don't matter anymore to whatever it is, 45% of the American voting population.
Yeah.
So that's the whole strategy is to manufacture nonsense about how the world is operating, who is saying what. And that was another example where Jimmy Kimmel very clearly expressed sympathy for Charlie Kirk and his family, and it was entirely irrelevant in the avalanche of nonsense that followed.
Yeah.
So, I'm happy for Charlie Kirk. And actually, to quote Donald Trump, the fact that Jimmy Kimmel is back, it can only good happen. Just something Donald said yesterday.
So eloquent.
That, got lost in the mix. It
too
can only good happen.
Too many liquids going in the babies. Okay.
Right, all that liquid. He has, you know what? He has trouble talking about anything that is in liquid form.
Yes.
He can't talk about water. When he talks about water. Yeah.
The hurricane.
Hurricanes are water dumps. He once said, "It's the hurricane is the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water."
Yeah, and one speaks from the standpoint of water anymore, and I think that's important.
One of the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water.
What is
liquids
it?
Confuse him.
It's one of his many verbal weaknesses, and it's only getting worse, by the way, as evidenced by "it can only good happen," which, by the way, I had to write down. I had to write that down. I'm showing it on Free Speech TV. So I can't, because I can't talk like that. No human being can speak in that kind of butchered way.
Yes.
It can only good happen.
But
45% of the American voting population thinks he's a genius.
Right. Yeah, hang on. I think I did one, too. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Hang on a second. Well, I was going to make it a guess the quote, Bob, but okay.
We have to make notes on these
things. Who said... In the U.S., we have radicalized environmentalists. They want the factories to stop. Everything should stop. No more cows. They want to kill all the cows. We have a border strong. We have a shape. And that shape doesn't go straight up. It's amorphous. We have the cleanest air we've had in many years. Who said that?
We have a border strong. You know, that reminds
me of
Sarah Palin. The day after that vice presidential debate in 2008, it was Sarah Palin and Joe Biden. Sarah Palin described the powers of the presidency as the powers of the vice presidency as position flexible. That was an actual quote on television the day after that debate. The powers of the vice presidency are position flexible.
So here people we often are, say
things only get worse.
Right.
He's speaking words, just not in the order they're supposed to go in or something.
Just, it's yeah, like,
right.
Refrigerator magnet.
Yeah,
like just a, moving those
like
words
a Scrabble
around.
Board exploded. You're like, no, those don't go
yes.
in that order. Okay. You know, here's the thing. In terms of our right and left-wing bubbles, I guess, Bob, John Corbett said, you know, he reposted the New York Post headline, defiant emotional Jimmy Kimmel fails to apologize for Charlie Kirk comments as he returns to ABC. And he said, this is why we can't have nice things. No matter how much Jimmy Kimmel tried to reach out across the partisan divide, tribal media outlets on the other tribe consistently offer the worst, most dishonest possible take for their consumers. So for people that didn't watch Jimmy Kimmel, they're like, oh, they just take for granted what the right wing media says he said.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And let's be clear, this is not so much about what Jimmy Kimmel said or didn't say. This is entirely about a dictator very clearly violating the free speech clause of the First Amendment and doubling down this morning on Truth Central, saying that he's going to continue to try to coerce ABC into firing Jimmy Kimmel. So that is the textbook definition of what the president, the government cannot do in a constitutional republic.
Yeah.
And yet he's going there and he's saying it out loud. Trump always makes things worse for Trump. This is a gigantic abuse of power impeachment article getting lined up for when the time comes. And I underscore the word when.
Well, speaking of which,
it will.
And to the point of the Gavin Newsom clip we played for you, Bob, Ron Filipowski says Dems kept their streak of outperforming election results from 2024 in the two key special elections last night. Adelita Grijalva won by 17 points, more than her father in the Arizona congressional race. Deborah Shigley overperformed the 2024 Democratic candidate in the Georgia state Senate race by 11 points. This is why they're panicking, Bob. I think they feel this blue tsunami coming, right?
Yeah.
And also, that's the vote for the Epstein files. That was the one last vote we needed.
Absolutely. And so speaking of the Epstein files, I think that's one of the cases where they're trying to distance themselves, at least surreptitiously, away from Donald Trump. Because I think if the Republicans were smart, they would start to back away slowly from Donald Trump, or quickly, as the case may be, because Donald Trump and his horrendous dictatorial taint is going to make them all lose their jobs. I meant that
you
in the descriptive
taint.
Sense, no, not the
you,
not
you meant
the
that in a dirty way.
Sorry.
Yeah, not in a dirty way. But what's going to happen is they're all going to lose their jobs next year if they don't distance themselves from Donald Trump, and hopefully they won't. Hopefully they'll continue to grapple themselves onto Donald Trump's pant leg throughout the next year, and that'll be bad news for them at the midterms.
So you were just on fire on the socials, as they say. John Cryer said, I'm glad Jimmy's back, but Brendan Carr still needs to resign. And you said White House ketchup alert level thermonuclear.
Oh, yeah. That's. I'm sure there was a disaster as soon as he discovered, which maybe he didn't learn about it until last night or this morning. So maybe that catch-up alert level was a little bit premature. Yeah.
Well, by the way, I love you retweeted Andrew Weinstein. We started with this, Bob. He said, channel the energy you used to get Jimmy Kimmel back on the air into getting more Democrats elected. And if yesterday is any indication, you know, that's happening, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is an all-hands-on-deck situation. Once again, we find ourselves in an extraordinarily important election because, once again, it means the difference between democracy and tyranny. And the chances of it being tyranny are shockingly significant. That's the most disturbing aspect of where we find ourselves, the fact that even the slightest glitch in the process of conducting the next election could mean the absolute end of democracy, which is already an endangered species. I mean, we're talking about democracy that hangs by the smallest of threads.
And isn't it it's sort of extraordinary in one day, like the heart and humor and eloquence of Jimmy Kimmel, a late night comedian, Trump to the UN, I've ended 7 unendable wars, and you just said he continues to be a staggering embarrassment. I mean, this speech at the UN was just what you would expect, but even worse, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was one of his rallies. He just started into one of his rallies.
Everything into a MAGA rally, a UN speech, a Charlie Kirk memorial. It's just, that's the thing, Bobby, I was thinking yesterday. He doesn't ever govern. He just campaigns, which is why Gavin Newsom is right in saying, we're not going to have an election in 2028 unless you pay attention. You had Lindsey Graham yesterday saying, I'm all in, Trump 2028. I mean.
Well, that's one of his major, major flaws. That's one of the things that gives us this aforementioned tyranny, which is because Donald Trump doesn't understand the difference between campaigning and governing. Once the campaign is over, certainly you have things in mind politically. That's the nature of the beast. But the fact of the matter is, once you become president, you kind of put the campaigning on the back burner.
Right.
You become a leader at that point, and you're not there trying to win an election. You're not there trying to defeat your opponents, because your opponents are the people you're presiding over. You're tasked with defending all of the American people, and with it, the Constitution, of course.
Yeah.
And that's something that Donald will never understand, because he's on this perpetual campaign. He's on this perpetual me, me, me. I've always got to come out on top. I've always got to get vengeance on my enemies. I've got this frail, brittle ego that I'm constantly trying to buttress. It's just, it's horrendous. And so that's where the overreach takes place.
Yeah. I mean, and then we go to this horribly embarrassing Tylenol press conference, whatever that was. It, you quoted him. There are parts of the world that don't take Tylenol. There's a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not. Cuba, they don't have Tylenol because they don't have the money for Tylenol. And so they have virtually no autism, okay? Tell me about that one. And you said also rumor has it that Italy, there's virtually no Sasquatch in Italy, so they don't have any Wendy's restaurants there, okay? Tell me about that one. I mean, this is where we are working. Cuba has to release a statement.
Yeah.
It's because the CNN Havana bureau chiefs wrote an article calling the president's comments bizarre and false. First of all, because they don't have, you know, the infrastructure for the diagnostic. They don't diagnose it
right
as much in Cuba. But that doesn't mean they don't have Tylenol and they don't have autism, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There aren't a whole lot of studies about autism in Cuba. That's just not something that's a priority for Cuba. The other thing is, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't there sanctions against Cuba where you can't sell certain products in Cuba?
Right.
So maybe they don't have a lot of Tylenol in Cuba because you can't buy Tylenol in Cuba. I don't know.
And the Cuban guy goes, anyone that has Google can find out that there is autism in Cuba. But I mean, he's just such a dunce, and it's so endlessly embarrassing when you think you're, you know, done being embarrassed.
Yeah. Just an empty suit into which you can pump all kinds of BS. And it's like, that's the, you know what, that's the common thread among many of the MAGA leadership. No one is worse at that front than Jesse Waters, who you can put, like Ron Burgundy, you can put whatever nonsense up on the teleprompter, and Jesse Waters like, bring it in, I gotta read that, whatever insanity that is, let me have it. And that's one of the many dangers of this, that you can be utterly soulless and get away with it.
Yeah.
And that, in fact, that becomes heroism in the MAGA movement.
You also tweeted about him not being able to pronounce acetaminophen. You said first time he's ever seen the word, obviously, and yet Dum Dum is establishing a bro science policy about a thing he can't pronounce and is clearly never heard of. I mean, we had to, well, we put it to music. Because
I said, well, let's see how we say that.
Okay.
Acetaminophen. Tylenol.
It's the only reason he said a brand name that can easily sue the bejesus out of him is because he couldn't pronounce the other thing. So,
Tylenol. Yeah. It would have been would have worked out better for him if it was printed on the page in magnified fortune. You know, if he would have been able to see the word and pronounce it better if it was in magnified fortune, which is something that Donald Trump actually said one time.
Right, to refer to instant replay in football. Yeah. He said they have tapes.
In magnified fortune.
Right, tapes
in fashionable magnified tape. He's talking about instant replay in football, refers to it as magnified fortune. So acetaminophen and not being able to pronounce it, and in fact seeing it on a page for the very first time in his entire life, obviously.
No, Bob, this is not totally recent. The fact that that is the ultimate punked, that all of this coverage of Biden, when this has been going on forever with Trump. He has made no sense forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's just yesterday. I mean, oh, my God, and did you see his hands again? Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, wow. Just to be clear about this, the wheel out of that insane policy about Tylenol yesterday was specific to the name brand Tylenol. So if you're one of his dumb supporters,
yeah,
and you've got a headache and you happen to be pregnant, you're going to go into the store and you're just going to buy generic acetaminophen. You're like, well, it's right. not Tylenol, because right. Donald Trump was talking about Tylenol. And why was he talking about Tylenol all day yesterday? Because he couldn't pronounce acetaminophen. And so now they're probably going to be MAGA voters who are pregnant who are still going to take acetaminophen just because it's not the Tylenol name brand. God.
All right. And
that's
finally,
how dumb all of that was and many other reasons.
I need a Tylenol for how dumb this timeline is. I keep getting
but you know,
headaches
Stephanie,
in both
it can only
eyes.
Good happen.
Yes. Right. Exactly my point. Because there's too many liquids
happen.
Going into me. Okay.
Oh, all those liquids.
Yeah. Finally,
then they're the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of liquids.
Right. Yeah. Also, you retweeted, release the Homan tapes.
He
took a big bag of cash. He took a big hoe bag of hoe cash.
Yeah. I'm getting really good at translating from Homan to English.
Are you?
Yes. In fact,
did you grow up with Tom Carvel commercials as well? Because that's how I've learned to translate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's selling ice cream is what he's doing. That's how, if you see it through the lens, everything he's saying, he's selling Fudgy the Whale and Cookie Puss. Cookie Puss is the...
Yeah. All right.
Classic Carvel thing. But now, you know, he's shopping at Cava. He's eating at Cava restaurants. He loves, Tom Homan loves shawarma because it's totally on brand for him.
Right?
I don't know.
So I got Sean to fill in this week. I gave him a big bag of Cava cash. Just put a big bag of cash out there.
$50,000, which is something else Donald is doing these days. Writing instead, in the latest thing about Jimmy Kimmel, he writes $16 million. Yeah, okay.
All right. Yeah.
He doesn't know. Right. He's the guy. He's the financial genius, but he doesn't know how to write money on a page, on a trough.
I think his stroke is having a stroke at this point.
I'm having a stroke.
I recommend Tylenol.
Yes.
All right. Love you, Bob.
By the way, trekpolitics.com to listen to me and Mary Trump talking about Star Trek.
It's back.
We're back. All
it's
new
back.
Episodes. Yes.
It's back. And the Bob Sessions show, I literally, you know this is true, Chris. I never miss it. Miss the Bob Sessions show. All right. I love you, Bob.
Mwah. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock, because you need one more thing to worry about.
I know.
All right. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. They can forge your signature on just one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county. Just like that, your home title can be transferred out of your name.
Oh,
you don't
God.
Even know till you get a what now? What? A collection or a foreclosure notice. That's what I did. When's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, like mine was, you need to do something about it right now. I have partnered with Home Title Lock. You can find out today if you're already a victim. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
It's fun. It's healthy. It's good exercise. The kids just love it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They are ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse the biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I hike and bike every day. It superpowers me. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use that promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stephanie.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We're taking a little bit of a detour this week on the Recombobulation Minute so I can tell you about a brand new project we've been working on here at Civic Media that we're really, really excited about. So here at the Civic Media Network, we produce a tremendous amount of content on any given day. From our news team all over the state to our daily lineup of political talk and commentary shows to our many podcasts and weekend shows to local morning shows to all kinds of digital content, there can be a lot to keep up with. But now we're bringing you a new way to find all of this tremendous content all in one place. It's a new email newsletter called Civic Media Today. Like the Recombobulation Area, it also publishes on Substack. This is going to be your one-stop shop to connect with everything across the Civic Media extended universe, from podcasts and live streams of your favorite shows to the latest on everything happening across Wisconsin. So go subscribe to Civic Media Today.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This portion of the show brought to you by Hallelujah. Not that literally. What I'm, oh, yeah, right, Bonnie, right. The Freedom From Religion Foundation just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. Yes. How about that?
All right.
Kids can go back to learning, reading, writing, arithmetic, and leave religion where it belongs at home, church, synagogue, or the mosque, not plastered on a classroom wall. Can I get an amen to the Constitution? FFRF, defending the Constitution, suing when public schools cross the line, protecting kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, actual freedom of and from religion, FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text fees may apply. James in Cleveland. Hi, James.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, just be mindful of the polls, because every time you turn on the polls, they're like, oh, my God, they're in trouble. Democrats are in trouble. They're in trouble.
Right. And we keep winning elections. They keep telling us how unpopular Democrats are. James, you're absolutely right. And we keep winning.
Still doesn't mean we don't have to fight.
No, we do. We do. But I'm just saying, don't let that. That is a vote suppression technique in itself. People going, oh, God, Democrats are unpopular, too. No one cares. Forget about voting. So, good point. David Pakman said their new scandal is the UN messed with Trump's escalator and teleprompter to embarrass him. Turns out the escalator glitched thanks to a Trump staffer, and it was the White House controlling the teleprompter. Snowflake City.
That's right.
Snowflakes. All of them. All right. Malcolm Nance and Carlos Alzraqui all coming up.
The Isthmus. It's not a lisp. It's where we live. WMDX.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, there is a government shutdown on the horizon. Haven't talked about it much, but we will next time with Pat Kreitlow on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Violence at an ICE facility in Dallas. ABC's Aaron Kapturski has some details.
It appears that several people have been shot, some fatally, according to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem a short while ago. The shooter is dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound on the roof of a building. And so it appears that the shooter, believed to be a young man, maybe in his 20s or 30s, according to sources, was positioned as sniper-type fire.
Now, we're also just learning that multiple fatalities have been reported at that Dallas ICE Center, that according to the acting ICE director. A 4th of July attack at a Texas detention